I have Coach here. We'll start off. We're going to send out an audio file of the transcript after this, okay? So I'm going to turn it over to Coach. You hear us? Hello?
Hello, Jim. Hello. How you doing?
Doing good.
Jim, what's the current state of the quarterback situation? Is there a competition for that starting job?
You know, like we've been saying, I mean, there's competition in every position, and, you know, guys are going out and working and competing and learning and getting reps. You know, it's more of a rep chart than it is a depth chart.
Your starting quarterback took a number of big hits last night. Does that make you think any harder about bringing a veteran backup in to the team?
But that's a possibility.
And what has to happen in order for that to play?
What would have to happen in order for that?
Yes.
Is that the question? You know, the right person available.
How did, just because of the protection issues, how did you feel that your quarterback play was, considering those obstacles?
Well, it wasn't, necessarily, it wasn't clean, and it was difficult. It was, and we struggled offensively, and, it is worrisome, and, you don't like to see your quarterback get hit like that.
What about Colin Kaepernick? It seemed like perhaps as the game went on, he got a little bit more accustomed to the pace. It seemed like he was a little slow in calling out the play in the huddle early on, but do you think that he got a little bit better, more adjusted as the game went on?
Yeah, I think Colin had an opportunity to, to had more reps. He had a chance to play and, work on some of those mechanics of calling plays, getting up to the line of scrimmage, getting us out of the huddle, getting the snap off in the 40-second clock, and just go through the mechanics of playing quarterback.
Obviously there was so much blitzing in that game, but he never really seemed to lose his poise or get rattled. Is that kind of what you saw?
I saw that from both our quarterbacks. I didn't see him get rattled at all.
Coach, overall, what is your perspective of Cap's performance? Did he perform the way you expected him to, or do you think there's still a lot of work to be done with both him and Alex Smith?
Well, it's an offensive, defensive, special teams work in progress, work to get better. All those little things playing together, playing as a unit. And I think, it showed up the most on the offensive side of the ball in this first game, where there's a level of each guy doing their job, but also a level of confidence in working together, and that'll grow, that'll get better. It got better last week. Had we played that game a week ago, it would have been messier, than it was the other night. I thought there was a level of execution that was raised dramatically, in 1 week. So, we'll look for that same kind of improvement this week.
Obviously,
as a whole, your offensive line didn't play very well, but would you single out anybody either on the first string or second team who you thought had a good game?
Well, you make that statement, and, by me even answering that seems to validate what you're saying. So those are your words, and I don't agree with them that they didn't play very well. So is there a specific question there without making a statement before you ask the question that I can answer?
Well, okay, who did you think on your offensive line, either on the first string or second string, played particularly well?
Well, I think there was quite a number of guys that played well in on certain downs. You know, there was other plays where, you know, it looks like maybe a guy is not doing his assignment right because he is the challenge player on that down. But it's really an overall, you know, those guys got to work together. They have to have confidence in their assignment and knowing what each guy is doing, where they're working together. So it's really more of a factor of that, understanding what they have to do on each play and understanding how they all work together.
How much
that confidence will grow. But, you know, individually, I thought, you know, our guys, you know, had their moments, you know, where they played very well.
How much blitz pickup work had you been doing in those first 11 practices?
Well, we're doing it every day.
Well, having said that, is it surprising that they didn't do a better job at picking up those blitzes?
I think it's getting better, and like I said, it, you know, if you'd have seen us a week ago, you know, it would have been much messier. So, you know, we'll just continue to work to get better at it.
Would you say the starting role for quarterback is still up in the air right now?
We're evaluating it daily, and really, it's a mindset of letting the guys compete for it.
Jim, you know, you talked about the blitzing and the quarterbacks. Were you disappointed that Alex, a seventh-year pro, didn't handle that a little better, even under these kind of strange circumstances, limited practice, first preseason?
No, I don't think that he had an opportunity to. I thought he handled it as well as anybody could have. You know, you know, I don't feel like there was. You know, that with the reps that he was in there, that he had an opportunity to handle it any differently than he did. And you know, there hasn't been an opportunity, you know, so far to really be, you know, a clear-cut, you know, definitive winner in the quarterback competition. So we just forge ahead.
Can you share any of your quarterback coaching points to either guy from after the game, or is that happening today?
Yeah, that's happening today.
Okay.
Jim, do you ever recall seeing a team blitz so much on the pro level, particularly with 6 and 7 guys?
I can recall that, yeah. It's the blitzing is you know, is a legal part of the game. I mean, that's, you know, that's... it's an opportunity for the offense to get a big play. And what happened the other night was we were getting bruised, and you know, we were getting you know, it was effective for the defense. So, and we didn't answer with you know, play to back them off. So, you know, that's gonna, when that occurs, that's gonna happen. You know, they're gonna continue to go with what's working.
You know, given that, I mean, I know it's only preseason, but do you expect Oakland to do the same thing?
You know, very, very possible, and you can usually expect that when you're not, you know, hitting them with a big play, making them pay for it. So, yeah, we'll. I think we can expect that until we do.
Jim, in the 2 weeks or so since Taylor Mays' name came up in the trade situation, how has he responded to that? You know, to that situation revolving around him.
He's responded well to it, and he is an example of a guy who's just get better as well. But attitude wise, work ethic wise, it is. Been very positive.
Has anything changed as far as his status with the team, as far as team interested in him?
Yeah, Taylor is a 49er, and you know, he is competing out there and in practice and in games, special teams, secondary, competing for a starting spot, for competing for a spot to contribute, you know, in both those phases.
did that impressed you the most, and the areas where you think did the most work?
Well, it's just, you know, I think the thing that impressed me the most, the thing I feel the best about with Colin is, you know, he got himself into, you know, many situations in this game. You know, coming out after half, two-minute drive, you know, leading the team out of the huddle. So many things that are going to, you know, be good, teachable moments from this game, and pretty much darn near every aspect of quarterback play. So, you know, run game mechanics, stepping up in the pocket, you know, getting down when he's scrambling, when to try to fit a ball into a tight window and when not to. So there's you know, a lot of teachable moments from this game. That's the thing I'm most excited about to, you know, see him grow from.
Coach, you said you're going to play your best five guys at offensive line when the season started. Is the only battle there at center, or are there some other unresolved spots there?
Well, we have had exact number. We have had 12 practices, one preseason game, and all battles will rage on, you know, as we go, and we'll look at different combinations that include various spots on the offensive line.
And two other rookies, Alden Smith and Chris Culliver, obviously saw a lot of playing time yesterday. How did those guys stand up against the Saints?
Well, same I would say as for Colin. You know, they a lot of teachable moments. You know, both in for Alden and Chris in the defensive side of the ball and in special teams. So, you know, we'll. You know, the three of those players, you know, like all the players on our team, we've gotten them in here for 12 practices, and you know you tell them what to do, you show them what to do, and then you let them go out and do, and then you tell them what they did right, tell them what they did wrong, and let them do again. So, I mean, that's where we're at, and it's. It's with those three guys. It's with everybody on our football team, and you know, I think those three guys in particular got a lot of work, got into a lot of situations, have a lot of teachable moments going into this week.
Jim, during the draft, you said that you felt like, you know, you put your money, or if you're a betting man, you put your money on Alex, you know, to win the starting job due to his experience and whatnot. I mean, is that still your mindset?
We're letting, I mean, it would be right now. You know, it's letting that play out, and I know as a quarterback, when you're competing for a starting job, you'd like to make it clear cut, and you know, so far there, you know, it hasn't had a chance to be clear-cut yet, so you know, we'll just continue to practice, and I don't want those guys worrying about it. I want them practicing and working and not worrying, and it'll unfold.
I think that might be it.
All right.